fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the John Moore Show, the second hour of the John Moore Show here on Sunday, the 17th day of February, 2008. And we have on hold Bob from Pennsylvania. Bob, are you there, sir?
Yes. Hi, JR.
Go ahead.
I have a question for you. I wanted to see what you say about, I think there's a good scope for an M1A. I've got, basically, you know, I'm a disabled veteran, so don't have a whole lot of money, but I want to get a decent scope for it.
Okay.
And I wanted to get your suggestions.
Well, I like the Leatherwood is one of my favorites.
Is that $1,200?
You talking about dollars?
No. There's a 600 and a 1200.
They're both anything Leatherwood makes is good. I like all their products.
Okay.
Weaver is, you know, as far as entry level, Weaver is about as inexpensive as I would get a good quality Weaver scope. I don't know what your vision is and what kind of distances you're looking at. And most of Pennsylvania is pretty hilly and wooded, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Hopefully I'm not going to be here very long.
Where are you headed to?
Not sure yet. Trying to sell my home and use that to get some land somewhere out in the boonies somewhere.
Okay. Well, if somebody wants to hurt you, they're not going to be half a mile away. They're
right.
Probably going to be anywhere from a few feet to 100 yards. Zeroing in at 300 yards is a really good thing to do with a 308. It's a really flat shooting caliber. And if you zero at 300 yards, you won't be too high at 100, and you won't be too low at 600. If you're shooting at a man-sized target, you want to hold on through the break here, Bob?
Yeah.
Hold on. We'll be right back. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey, everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say, "Live and let live." You know you did, you know you did.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. Now, Bob, you still there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's get back to these scopes. I like Burris, B-U-R-R-I-S. Burris is an excellent compromise between quality and price. It's not top of the line in terms of quality, but quite frankly, most of us wouldn't be able to tell the difference. And pricing is very competitive. You're going to spend more than a Walmart scope or a Weaver, but it's not going to break the bank. Mm-hmm. I'm looking here at their website right now. They have what they call their extreme tactical scopes, and several manufacturers, them included, they're now offering lighted reticles, illuminated reticles. Even if the battery goes dead, you still have an excellent scope. But that lighted reticle, Bob, will give you the ability, especially early morning and late afternoon, and in dark brush conditions, to be able to see where you're trying to point your rifle. And that's real important. Those black crosshairs almost become invisible under light conditions that are not quite dark, but not bright sunlight.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big benefit. And Leopold is there's probably more Leopold scopes on more police counter-sniper rifles than any other brand. They're a little bit more expensive. Quality might be a little bit better. It's hard to say. But Leopold has an excellent reputation in law enforcement and military circles because of their quality control and what they put out. So there's a lot of choices there, and it's one you're going to have to make for yourself, Bob, and that's true for all you listeners out there. Leatherwood, Burris, Leopold, and there's others. I don't mean to overlook any of the good manufacturers out there. But you need to look at the options, at the pricing, at the quality, and make your decision.
Okay. I appreciate that. Is there some way that would I be able to get a hold of you, talk to you sometime about a couple things?
Sure. Why don't you give your phone number to my engineer off the air?
Okay.
And we'll talk. Okay, Bob?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, sir. You're welcome. My job is to help. I'll help any way I can. I do private consultations. I'll have a quick discussion with any of your listeners that wants to talk a little bit. I do private consultations with corporations and groups of people that they want me to come out and talk to them. It's not posted on my website yet, and as soon as I get my webmaster to do so, it will be posted. I'm getting more and more inquiries about private consultations, and from what I'm seeing and hearing, I believe John Moore is going to be real busy the next 24 months doing private consultations for people that need this, for families that need it, for corporations that need this. It probably is time to go ahead and start talking about my March seminar. It'll be the last Saturday in March in St. Louis. It's posted on my website. That's March the 29th. Posted on my website, thelibertyman.com. It'll be a three-hour seminar titled Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You. And everybody who attends will come away with new information, important information, access to information that almost nobody outside the government and maybe the Fortune 100 companies or maybe even Fortune 50. It's hard to tell how far down the food chain this information goes. Is it the Fortune 10, Fortune 50, Fortune 100? I doubt it's very much farther than the Fortune 100 in terms of anybody except maybe the top CEO knowing about it, these matters. But my seminar that last Saturday in March will be an eye-opener. It'll be very informative, and it'll be fun. I've rented a small theater in St. Louis County, and all the information is posted on my website. So I would really be tickled to see some of you listeners make the drive, if it's not too much of a burden, and come out for this event. Posted on my website, thelibertyman.com. Something for all you listeners out there, we're going back to rifle scopes, and Bob, I know you're still listening. The point of impact can change when you use different ammunition. Even if you use, say you got 168 grain hollow point bow tail you're shooting, even from one manufacturer to another, it can change with the same rifle and the same scope and the same setting on that scope. And most of us in the gun culture will buy ammunition here, we'll buy it there, we'll find ammunition on sale, we'll have people give us ammo, whatever it might be, trade pistol for some ammunition or whatever it might be, and end up with ammunition from a number of different manufacturers. You'd be well advised, especially if you're shooting more than 100 yards out, the farther out you get, the more dramatic the difference is going to be. You'd be well advised to sight in your rifle of choice with your ammunition of choice. If you ever find yourself in combat, you're probably not going to be shooting up vast amounts of ammunition. That's highly unlikely. It is possible. We need to keep it in mind. That's highly unlikely. Pick out your ammunition of choice that you want to sight in your rifle with and get it all sighted in at 100 yards, 300 yards, so you know where your point of impact is. Then, test fire some of that other ammunition and see how the point of impact changes. You might be blessed, and it won't change. But I know the odds are in favor of it changing, and it may be a slight difference. At 100 yards, it's probably not going to be a dramatic difference. At 300, it's going to be more. You get out to 600 and 800 yards, the difference could be a very dramatic change. You need to know this information. And you can make a recording of how the point of impact changes and laminate it and put it in the butt plate of your M1A. There's a little hole in there for cleaning kit, spare parts. You can laminate it and put it in there. That way you'll always have it for a quick reference and never be separated from your rifle. One of the things I do with my M14 is I keep my sight adjustment on a laminated piece of paper underneath the butt plate, so it's always there for a quick reference. Where my zero is for 100 yards, how many clicks up, and how many clicks from the left going towards the right. It's always there, and I can re-zero at any time I need to, just by opening up my butt plate and getting that quick reference. You may have a favorite caliber that's not a military issue, and there's nothing wrong with that. However, during a crisis, these civilian calibers are going to be far more difficult to get your hands on. 308, which is also 7.62 NATO, and 223 Remington, which is also 5.56 NATO, those are the two rifle calibers that the U.S. military uses the most right now. To a lesser extent, they use 300 Win Mag, but that's only for your special ops people and snipers. You don't see many people with 300 Winchester Mag. The two calibers I just mentioned are the ones that the military uses the most. And something, hopefully you won't find out firsthand, but something that happened during a war, any war, is, and it doesn't matter if it's Chinese or Russians here, there'll be Chinese sergeants selling ammunition to Americans or trading it for things that they want. There'll be Russian sergeants selling ammunition or trading it for things that they want. One of my friends who was over in Kosovo, he dealt a lot with the Russians. He said, John, there are certain things these guys love. There are a lot of them are young men in their late teens, early 20s. They love these Walkmans and portable electronic music devices. They love those things and would trade weapons to get them. They love stainless steel multi-tools like Gerbers. And for the most part, they can't tell the difference between the cheap Chinese stainless steel junk and the high-quality Gerbers like I carry. Once again, good trading and barter material with foreign invaders. And that'll happen. If there's foreign invaders, there will be trade, there will be commerce with these foreign invaders. That's always part of it. It's part of every war. And these foreign invaders, they will steal from their own army to get what they want. It might be portable music devices, might be stainless steel tools, whatever it might be. It goes on in every war without fail. So just keep that in mind, and if you want to get a case of cheap Chinese stainless steel multi-fuels, it might be money well spent for not too distant future. Or maybe a case full of cheap portable music devices like these Russian soldiers like so much. Just a thought. Just a thought. Okay, the call-in number, ladies and gentlemen, is 800-313-9443. We're just about through winter. About another few weeks here, 4 to 6 weeks, it should be pretty much wrapped up, at least where I am. I know we got listeners up in Canada and other places where they have a much longer and more brutal winter, but down here in the Ozarks, we tend to have fairly mild winters. This one we're going through right now, 07-08, has been one of the colder ones in recent years. Not too much precip, but what we've had has been something to deal with. Break coming up. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com.
You've got an inside corner on the truth, thanks to John Moore and the Republic Broadcasting Network. To talk to John Moore live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443.
All right, back here. One more back. I've got in my hand here, I've got the book, Emergency Survival Communications, available at my website. Here's some of the chapters. Keys to Survival News. Sources, alternative news. That would be on the radio. Shortwave radio, equipment. How to listen and use it and program your shortwave radio. Amateur radio, high frequency, very high frequency. Easy licensing, which has become even more easy the last year or so. Scanning, emergency, government, military, police, and others. Citizens band, the equipment, and tips on how to use citizens band. Personal communications, the no test license, that's be a ham license. Then we go on to satellite radio, how to build and receive your satellite signals. And then, this is very important, alternate power sources, solar power, wind power, generator, battery systems. And then free play radios. These would be the crank-up radios and solar-powered radios that are becoming more common and quite frankly, better quality, less expensive, and smaller all the time. Weather information sources, how to get the weather information, radio antennas, shortwave, amateur, scanner, satellite. I'm a licensed ham operator myself. KB0QJV is my call sign. And one of the things you learn when you're studying for your ham license is the importance of antennas. It is the most important aspect, in my opinion, of being successful in work, making a radio work the way you want. And finally, last but not least, sources. Where to find dealers for equipment and programming and instruction and all that. That's all in this book, Guide to Emergency Survival Communications, that you can get on my website, thelibertyman.com. And we have on hold Michael from Missouri. Michael, are you there, sir? Michael, speak up.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
What's on your mind today?
Well, I was listening to your comments on the Kosovo situation, for one thing, and I really appreciate that. I was kind of concerned about some of the news we're getting this week about the Russian planes that raised the ships and so on, and I didn't know that the situation that you had shared with the Muslims on all that sort of thing. I know it was in the news. So,
I'll tell you, Michael, our men, and I've interviewed these men, our American men who served there, they knew they were on the wrong side. But they had their orders and they did their duty. They knew that they were on the wrong side. They were on the side of the Islamic terrorists. That whole Serbian, Albania, Kosovo thing, they knew it. And they among themselves, they would circulate videotapes and talk and have discussions. And they put on a uniform in the morning and go do what they were told to do.
Well, I know it's kind of hot over there. I was in Kislovodsk a couple of years ago when we ran into some Muslims there, and of course I was warned not to go in there, but it is it's a real problem over there.
It is, so, absolutely.
Actually,
who were you with over there, Michael?
I was with my a girl I ended up marrying from Ukraine.
Oh, this is a private trip. You weren't with the military or anything.
No, I was over there and went up right into Kislovodsk and actually sat with an officer, and they said that, you know, this guy said, I hate Americans, and of course he had never seen an American, and that didn't bother me one bit, because I just went over right there and kind of, you know, acted natural. And but that's the problem with a lot of places and people in the world, is we don't you know, we don't really understand each other, and we've never been around. A lot of us Americans have never traveled, so
that's true.
Outside
that's
the
true.
Country. So,
so you heard go from Ukraine, huh?
Yeah, from Kiev. Yeah, and
Kiev.
At that time,
okay.
She was my interpreter over there. So it was a really nice trip. That particular part of Russia is. It's like a tourist spot, more or less. They have a lot of sanatoriums there, and I kind of wanted to visit those. It's kind of known for its water. In fact, in Russian, Kislovodsk means sour water.
Oh, okay.
So, it's really quite interesting. I met a guy who had worked on a naval ship there and so on. But anyway, I wanted to share with you something that might be helpful. I don't know if you're familiar with the high oxalic acid diet, Colonel Joe, that was on Frank Whalen's show the other day.
Colonel Joe knows more about health and nutrition than most medical doctors, and I have a lot of respect for him.
Yep. Yeah, I agree with you 100%. I have, this is the thing that's been really keeping me healthy, and it's done more for me than any other method, alternatively speaking, or anything else. And I know the other day he mentioned in an interview that you can bury this stuff so many inches deep or something, because, you know, the electromagnetic fields will, if you're storing it, you know, the pure oxalic acid, the hydrate, will be affected by that. And so I know when I was in Panama, for example, I lived in an apartment there that the whole building was being covered with electromagnetic fields, and that was a concern because I used the rinse.
Hold on, Michael. Yeah. We got a break coming up. Michael, hold on. Everybody, hold on. We got a break coming up. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Life for Your Dreams right here. We're talking with Michael from Missouri. You still there, Michael?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, let's go ahead where we were.
Okay, RBN carries the book that talks about the oxalic acid. I really encourage people to check that out. It's something that, you know, if I have a bug out bag with me or something, or if I'm traveling, I'm carrying that stuff. I mean, I'm actually doing the rinses and... And of course, there's a little bit more to it than that. It's not that difficult, but it's something that, you know, takes a little study about. And RBN carries the book, so I really highly recommend that. It's been very valuable to me and my family. So,
well, we appreciate that. And I've always, ever since I've been associated with Republic, I have always known them to have cutting edge products, including books. And I'm looking up this book right now while we speak. What's the title of the book?
The title of the book is Heart Dietary Procedure Plan Cancer, God's Chemotherapy. And we have, I say we, me and my family, my father has some,
yep.
My Go father's ahead. Had some problems that the doctors haven't been successful in helping him with, and he's noticed an alleviation with that. And my wife and I, neither one of us, have gotten the flu this year. And so it's really quite incredible if people take the time and check out that book. I really recommend it. It's made a big difference in our life. And
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
And I wanted to also mention that I was doing a little research on caves. I went down to Jacob's Cave. It's not too far from here, actually. I guess from either one of us. Probably a little further from you than it is from me. But I went down there, and it was interesting to me because they were looking for a new entrance in this cave. This cave's up for sale, and I know that's one place that a lot of folks might cache things or find fresh water, especially in some of the scenarios that we face in terms of preparedness or survival, either one, especially if there's an invasion. And in any case, I was down there, and they'd used dowsing to find that, and I noticed that Ed Dames carries, I think it's Ed Dames, that carries a DVD on that. So I guess the Marines were using dowsing to pick up the Viet Cong were using communique on the trails or something. They're hiding it under the trails, burying it. So I don't know if that might be helpful.
Michael, but you're right. These Missouri is known to be the cave state, and there's literally thousands of caves in the state of Missouri. And the overwhelming majority of them are on private property, and private property with caves frequently comes up for sale. So that's something to keep in mind, isn't it?
And that might be a helpful thing. Ed Dames might have that DVD. I hope I'm right. I know I saw it somewhere, and I think it was his. I got his Killshot DVD and watched that, too, and that was very
informative. That's pretty scary stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate your input here, Michael. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, John.
Okay. That was Michael from Missouri, and he's right. This book is right here on the Republic's website, Heart Dietary Procedure Plan, by Colonel Joe, and it's $14.95 plus $4 shipping. You get priority handling that way. I've listened to Colonel Joe being interviewed a lot on Republic and on other stations, and this guy knows more about health and nutrition than most medical professionals do. Of course, that's not saying a whole lot because I don't, knowing what I know and being married to a chiropractor, I know that the nutritional training of medical doctors is pretty minimal, unless they pursue it on their own, pretty minimal. And time to move on. Okay, the call number is 800-313-9443. Talk a little bit about batteries. Nickel metal hydride, that's the state of the art right now. When you want batteries for your radios, communications equipment, whatever it might be, nickel metal hydride. We all thought it was wonderful when we got these NiCads back in the 70s, and compared to what we had before, it was wonderful. However, nickel cadmium NiCad batteries develop a memory, and they can start short cycling where you don't get very much use out of them. Nickel metal hydride batteries do not develop memories. They do not develop memories. However, not all nickel metal hydride batteries are created equally. You want a good name brand nickel metal hydride, like Sanyo, for example, and a good quality charger. I was looking at a website for a place that sells all kinds of communications-related equipment here a few months ago, Universal Radio. And their website is universalradio.com, universal-radio.com. They have what I would consider professional-grade battery chargers. And you start spending around $60 or so for a battery charger, you're really going to get something worthwhile, and it'll perform for you, and it will analyze your batteries, charge them nice and slow if you got the time, which is a better charge, and condition your battery That's what you want. You want a battery charger that will do all those things. And Universal Radio is a place that can help you out with that. I've gone to all nickel metal hydride for my different radios, and I've been real pleased with their performance. My little flashlight I carry, my belt, I've gone to nickel metal hydride for them, for it. And it's really the way to go. I've laid in quite a good stock of nickel metal hydride batteries for future use. And it's got a couple of chargers. They're not the real high-end chargers, but they're pretty good, and they've been doing a real nice job for me. I don't have a solar charger yet for my nickel metal hydrides. That's next on the list of things to get. It'd be a nice piece of equipment to have. It would be a solar-powered battery charger for my nickel metal hydride batteries. Batteries are for radios are the same thing as ammunition for your firearms. It can be a weak link. If all you got is a limited supply of alkaline batteries, they eventually go bad. Even if you don't use them, they go bad just from sitting around. Alkaline batteries will last a bit longer if you keep them in the freezer. But you're far better off getting a good supply of nickel metal hydride batteries. These things can be recharged up to 1,000 times. Your radios, obviously, are going to be absolutely useless without batteries that are properly charged and properly installed. So I don't want to sound like a broken record here, ladies and gentlemen, but now's the time. This is February 2008. Hopefully we got a year or 2 years. And the time to make your preparations is now. And I know a lot of you are on a limited budget out there. You might be on a fixed income, Social Security, disability, whatever it is. Well, do what you can. Start small. You won't necessarily be able to get the newest and slickest, most high-tech devices and equipment and so forth. But that doesn't mean you can't do something. Do what you can within your means. And we all have limitations on our means. Everybody does. Do what you can within your means to get started and build on it. I'm always suggesting that you sign up for a paramedic course at your local junior college. What are you looking at there? $150, $200 plus your time. If you're a veteran, you might get the Veterans Administration to pay for it even. That's a possibility. Some schools will let you audit the course. When you audit a course, you get no course credit, and you pay nothing. Pretty good deal, huh, when you audit a course. All you got to do is buy the books, and you can get the same training, get the same instruction as the students who are paying. Most of them, by the way, are looking to have a career where they're going to have a job, and they need the credentials offered by the college. If you have no intention of getting a career as a paramedic or an EMT, frequently, not always, but frequently, the instructor will let you audit the course. And these instructors appreciate students who are there for the pure joy of learning. Because most of these students, quite frankly, they could care less. They're looking for a paycheck. They're looking for a ticket to get a paycheck, and that's what that college diploma is. These college instructors really appreciate and really like having students in their class that are hungry for knowledge and there for the pure joy of getting the information. That's called auditing a course. And you cut your own deal with the instructor one-on-one. You don't have to talk to the college. You show up the first day of class 15 minutes early, introduce yourself, and say, "Mr. Instructor, I'm here because I want to audit your course. I really want this knowledge. I don't need a college diploma. I don't need a certificate that I've completed. I'm busy with my career and my family, but I really want this knowledge." And you might be very pleased at the response you get. You might be very pleased at the response you get from this instructor at this college. It's not what they're used to seeing, by the way. People who audit courses are not the norm. People who audit courses are there for the pure joy of knowledge and the pure joy of learning, and that's not the norm. These schools, most of them have become trade schools, quite frankly. It doesn't matter if you're talking about the local junior college or Harvard. Most of them have become trade schools. Where people are there to get a ticket to get them an entree into a career and a paycheck. So check it out. You might be real pleased and glad that you did. We were talking a bit about nutrition there a moment ago. This might be a good time to get back to some of the basics of nutrition. I was talking to a very dear friend, best man at my wedding, and he's finally after, he's the same age I am, we served in Vietnam together, he's finally realized that the three basic food groups, beer, pizza, and ice cream, were not healthy for him. And he's made some changes, you know, studying nutrition and learning and doing the right thing, and we talked several times recently, and we'll be talking again soon. And we have another caller, John in Florida. Are you there, sir?
Yes, I am. You were talking about batteries.
Go ahead. What's your name?
Anyway, this is a thought. You can buy these solar panels. They're the biggest ones you can get in the RV stores are like a 1-amp deal, and they'll charge a 12-volt battery. They have a little voltage regulator type of thing. And from the 12-volt battery, you could run all kinds of appliances, and that might be an alternative or a cheaper way in the long run for a lot of these, because, you know, then you can go from 12-volt down to 9-volt or 6-volt.
Well, once you've got something with a power supply like a 12-volt deep-cycle battery, then you can basically run anything you need to with an inverter within limits.
Yeah, and I actually bought one of these years ago, but they work pretty good. They'll keep a 12-volt battery charged up. They were like $80 for the solar panel.
Yeah. It'll keep it topped off as long as you don't get too carried away with an air conditioner or trying to heat something.
Well, I had the battery run dead, and that solar panel in a day actually charged that battery right back up as long as I wasn't using nothing on it.
Well, of course, you're in Florida.
Yeah.
Not every place has the wonderful, glorious sunshine that Florida does, but that's good. It's good information, and you're right. These recreational vehicle stores and supply places, they routinely carry that kind of equipment, don't they?
And it is a better, actually, you're better off if you were to use two 6-volt golf cart batteries because those they're designed to run completely dead and then recharged. And if you ran them in series, you would get your 12-volt.
You would. 6-volt. And you headed the right direction. If you want to go a step further and got a bit of a larger financing package, the forklift batteries are even better when it comes to how much energy you can store up and cycle them and charge them and discharge them. Mm-hmm. Lots of ways to skin this cat, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, I just want to throw that in. I mean, because all your CB radios, all your, like, 10-meter or whatever, 2-meter, those are all 12 volts. So
They are, absolutely. Yeah. You're right.
I just want to throw that in. Thank you.
Okay,
and
thank you,
sir.
People
buy freeze-dried food from Freeze-Dried Guy.
Okay, thank you. He's listening. Caller's right. Most professional and amateur radio equipment, when it comes to mobile units, all run on 12 volts. It's 2-meter, citizens band, high frequency stuff, scanners, all run on 12 volts. 12 volts is as close to the universal power supply as you're going to find for mobile communications equipment. And it's because of the recreation vehicle industry, just about every kitchen appliance that you can imagine, coffee makers, blenders, toasters, are all manufactured in 12 volts. And a lot of other things like hair dryers are manufactured around 12 volts. It's a very, very useful way to run things. The 12-volt DC for emergency lighting is excellent. And you can set up a 12-volt DC system for your ranch or your farm or your cabin right alongside the regular 110-volt that you run most of the time off the power grid. It's not that difficult to do. It's really off-the-shelf items from your local automobile supply store, Western Auto, Walmart, recreation vehicle place, hardware store. All these places carry in stock a lot of the basics you need to set up a 12-volt system. You're going to find the most things, of course, at the RV store. That's where you're going to find most of the equipment that we're talking about here. Break coming up. Stay tuned. The call number is 800-313-9443.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
John Moore is as close as your telephone. Call him right now. 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, though. Done with that. Almost out of time here. We got one more call. We'll try to get this in. DJ, in Illinois, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir, I am.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Whatever. Anyway, There is an urgent problem in Illinois. There's no wonder that there was a shooting at Northern Illinois University. Like, imagine that. There is House Bill 4269 and House Bill 4349. Again, House Bill 4269 and 4349. These will effectively ban ammunition in Illinois. The bills are almost identical with the text. You put them up in one window and then another window next to it, flip back and forth. There's no change in the print except for the name of the legislator.
Yeah. I'm sorry to hear this, DJ, but quite frankly, Cook County and what they call the necklace counties around Cook County, they are the they rule out the entire state politically. That's where this stuff comes from.
They don't just rule, they have ruined.
I agree. I mean, there's no way I would live in the state of Illinois. No way I would live in Illinois. It's a wonderful state, wonderful people, downstate Illinois, pretty much like the rest of the country, downstate Illinois. But it's really, the trick bag that your legislature has put you in it's a sight to behold, and it's so sad.
There was an article in the Chicago Tribune, I believe it was, yesterday, and they were talking about this young fellow supposedly had done the shooting, had all these cold medicines and these caffeine drinks, which tells me that the person was sleep deprived. I don't know whether it was voluntary or not. And then this individual had also just come off of some of these psychobabble prescriptions.
Right. You know, we see this time and time again, DJ, in these mass shootings. Time and time again, see these people had been taking psychotropic drugs. It's so sad and it's so unnecessary. But
when are the families of the people who are killed because of these things going to sue these alleged doctors who have put these people on and improperly taken care of their, quote, patients?
I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised to see it happen. I simply don't have an answer. Well, thank you for calling, DJ. We appreciate the input. And you all and all our listeners, do what you can. Contact Gun Owners of America and the Jews for Preservation of Firearms Ownership and see what you can do to stop this legislation. I wouldn't count on the NRA to help much. I'm a lifetime NRA member, but quite frankly, they're an embarrassment in what they're able to do and pull off. Thanks for calling, DJ. We're almost out of time, ladies and gentlemen. If you live in Illinois, do what you can. My heart goes out to you. I would not live in that state. We're out of time. You all be safe out there. Tune in next week. God bless America.